Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. President Obama has been pushing health care all week. We've been reporting it all week, and actually last week and the week before. Today, he takes his case for health care reform to senior citizens in a so-called telephone town hall. The president will take calls from AARP members via phone, email, and a small live audience. The town meeting starts this afternoon at 1:30 Eastern. For more, we go to Drew Nanus, who's a spokesman for the AARP. Drew, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this sort of electronic town meeting isn't to say that people who are in the AARP can't actually make it to a real town meeting, right?
No, not at all.
No.
In fact, we've been doing them around the country for months now.
There you go.
We've implemented these teletown hall meetings over the last few weeks, and they've met with pretty significant success. We're hitting about 70,000 people are tuning in per hour. So we've been doing them. This is the next in a series. We'll continue to do them.
And what are the very specific questions that seniors have? I mean, it seems to me that of all the constituencies, seniors are both very involved in healthcare for some obvious reasons, but also have an infrastructure that's maybe more robust than some other families in the United States.
Yeah, you know, the questions are really a range, and frankly, I think the questions that are being asked are not just questions that older people are asking. I think it's questions that everybody's asking. Everything from, you know, the very basic, how are you going to lower my drug costs, to, you know, I hear that they're looking for savings in Medicare. Is that going to affect me? Down to debunking a lot of the myths. I mean, as you know, there's a lot of propaganda out there. You know, the internet can be a dangerous tool sometimes. You know, some emails get forwarded, and people want to know, you know, am I going to lose my health care when I'm 75? And we've been spending a lot of time just educating people, letting them know, you know, no, you're not going to lose your health care. No, there's going to be no rationing. Nothing will get between you and your doctor. And the one thing I think that's coming through loud and clear is that people are concerned that, you know, that their initial concern is if they like what they have, including their doctor, they want to keep it. And that's AARP's position. And frankly, it's what we're seeing in a lot of the legislation. So we're very happy about that so far.
Drew, Amy Holmes here. Here's a question just about stagecraft. Are these questions screened, and is President Obama warned in advance?
That's a great question. No, absolutely not. In fact, we're not even warned in advance. We are going to take a mix of questions, and how we're going to do it is we just advised this yesterday on the web somewhere late morning. We already have 20,000 questions that have been submitted.
Wow.
We're not going to answer all of those, unfortunately, but we will get to a lot of them. What we're going to do is we'll take a mix of a few questions that have been submitted in advance, but that no one will see. We'll take a few questions from the audience. That will be theirs to ask, and we'll take some from the phone. And the way it's been working is the only screening we've been doing is just to make sure the questions aren't re-asked.
Right,
as you might imagine, you know, something like drug costs are...
So it's repeats that you're
right,
most concerned
exactly.
about. 1:30 Eastern is when this gets started. It's a testimony to the organization of the AARP that I've already been texted twice that senior citizens are not AARP members. Anyone over 50 can be in the AARP. Finally, during the prescription drug debate some years ago, it was believed that the AARP had a financial interest in the outcome. Does the AARP have a financial interest in the outcome of the current health care reform debate? And we just have a few seconds here.
Sure. The only interest AARP has in making sure everybody has access to affordable health care. We've said it before. We'll say it again. Nothing would make us happier than for the products that bear our name to no longer be necessary in the market.
All right. Drew Nanus is spokesman for the AARP, which sponsored a town meeting, a teletown meeting with the president, which begins this afternoon at 1:30 Eastern. For more, go to the AARP website or thetakeaway.org.